You and we have the great opportunity, great honor to hear the transcendental knowledge to be narrated by you. Thank you so much.
是的，所以我们。
I just came here. I came to Bali, you know, main reason was this because Mahavishnu Swami is here and the Harinam Ruchi party. So I thought we can have really nice Harinam every day. But after 1 week, nobody can go out. And the devotees are planning a big festival today. But they had big cans.
OK, 马尔说呢，他现在是在那个巴黎，那么他来巴黎的主要的原因呢，是因为他们在那儿本来是要举行这个盛大的 Harinam 的这个节日，然后呢奉献者也都做了很大的这种这个筹备，但是呢一个星期之后呢就颁布了禁足的这个命令，所以说呢大家在那个地方也都不能够有大型的聚会了。
嗯嗯，好，所以我们今天 祝。
What verse are we on?
So the verse. Yeah yeah yeah. 萨德玛吉，咱今天讲哪个世界来着？《菩萨梵歌》的第十章的第。
稍等啊，
第四十，好像是第五十世界是吧？
50,
I think that is
50, 49, 50, 51.
Let me see.哎，不是五十，等，不是，看啊。
好，先跟公主说，今天祝她维亚萨布加快乐，也祝她身体健康。我看。
接下来那个顾问哪个时间？
是我看的，我正看呢。嗯。
Yeah, yeah. Marge, we're trying to see which verses we're going to talk for today. But before that, we would like to say.Happy birthday to you and wish you a very beautiful Vyasa Puja celebration of today. And we pray that you're always in a very healthy situation and to pray and to do the service smoothly.
好，我们今天讲第十章的三十一世界。
OK.Marge, the verse of today is chapter 10, verse number 31.
Okay. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha MadhavaKunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Kiribada Dhari Gopi Jana Balava Kiribada Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana RanjanaYamuna Tira Panacha Yamuna Tira Panacha Jaya Radha Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja VihariGopi Jana Balava Giribada Dhamma Gopi Jana Balava Giribada Dhamma Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Yamuna Tira Anacha Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Okay, good morning.
大家早上好。
早上好。
Let's go to the start. It was Bhagavad Gita. Reverse Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text
number. Verse number 31. 今天我们读的十节是《波迦梵歌》第十章的第三十一十节。
Bhavana Bhavatama Asmi Rama Shastra Vitamaham Jasanam Makaras Chasmi Shotasam Asmi Janavi Bhavana Bhavatama Asmi Rama Shastra Vitamaham Jasanam Makaras Chasmi Shotasam Asmi Janavi Bhavana Bhavatama Asmi Rama Shastra Vitamaham Jasanam Makaras Chasmi Jyotasam Asmi Janavi. Word for word. Bhavana.
四对字 Bhavana.
The wind.
风
Avatam.
Avatam.
Of all that purify.
在所有的净化物中。
Asmi, I am.
Asmi, 我是。
Rama.
Rama.
Rama. Shastabritam.
Shastra Britam,
the carriers of weapons,
在携带武器的人中
Aham, I am.
Aham, 我是
Jasana,
Jasana, 在鱼类中
Makara.
Makara.
The shark.
鲨鱼
Cha.
Cha.
Cha also.
也
Also. Asmi, I am.
Asmi, 我是
Shotasam, a flowing river.
Shotasam 在河流中。
Asmi, I am.
Asmi, 我是。
Janavi, the river Ganges.
Janavi, 恒河。
A purifier, I am the wind.Of wielders of weapons, I'm Rama. Of fishes, I'm the shark. And of flowing rivers, I'm the Ganges.
译文，在净化物中我是风，在持戒者中我是 Rama, 在鱼群之中我是鲨鱼，在河流之中我是恒河。
Purport. Of all the aquatics, the shark is one of the biggest, and certainly the most dangerous to man.Thus, the shark represents Krishna.
要指所有的水族之中，鲨鱼是庞然大物之一，对人类最危险。这样，鲨鱼代表了 Krishna.
And we have a comment from Burjan Prabhu's book, Surrender to Me.
在 Brijan Prabhu 的《向我臣服》的这本书中呢，他对这首诗做了注释。
Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan comments that Rama referred here is Parashuram because Krishna is explaining his vibhutis, his opulence, not his incarnations. Parashuram is a living entity empowered to wield weapons.
那么Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan 在这里面所做的要旨呢，是说就是这个 讲述的是主 Krishna 作为 Parashurama 的化身的这个信息。那么因为 Parashurama 呢，他是主的就是 sorry Maharaj, Parashurama is showing the Lord's opulence, right? That is what you say.
Yeah, he's an empowered incarnation.
OK, 那 Parashurama 呢，他是主的被化予了力量的一位化身，他并不是主本人。展示这是他的富裕。
So, just to go over that quickly, Prabhupada only mentions the shark out of all of them there.
那在这里面呢，说他
He is an empowered incarnation, and he was very expert with weapons. His main weapon was an axe, a big battle axe.
那舍尔巴巴在这里面呢，只是提到了鲨鱼是最具有力量的一位这个生物体。那 Parashurama 呢，他是也是一个非常的被具有了力量的一个人物，而且呢，他是最，他展现出来的是最有力量的武器。
Para means axe, Parasha.
Para 的意思是
行动。He also had a bow and arrow.
然后呢，他有弓啊和箭呀。Marge, I barely hear you.
He killed all the Kshatriyas. I think we need a new connection. I'm getting an echo also. So let's call back. All right?
Okay, okay. Sorry, Marge. 咱们再重新再呼一遍吧。这个实在是听不太清楚。
好的，可以。咕噜那网络信号不好。
对。也还是 Krishna， 亲爱的大家，咱们稍微等一下啊。OK， 咕噜现在被封上了。
Okay.
Yes, Krishna. Yes, Maharaj. Now it's better.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.Just quickly go over, we can always, most of these verses, we want to do a few because it's all the same idea, but so Parashurama, he was very powerful. He killed all the Kshatriyas in the world, 21 different
things. 那所以说我们在这儿呢要多看几个师姐，因为这些师姐呢它所展现的都是一个意思。那 Parashurama 呢，他是非常的神勇的，那么他一个人就以一己之力杀死了众多的沙帝利。
He would move at the speed of the mind. That's very fast.
而且呢，他也是非常的迅捷的，他的动作就像蜥蜴的速度一样快。
And when he got tired, he would move at the speed of the wind.
那么当他很劳累的时候呢，他的这个动作可以像风一样的迅速的移动。
And I think when they say like this, the speed of the wind, it means like big wind, like typhoon or, you know, something like that.
那我想他这里面讲到的是如果要是像风一样的迅捷的话，这个风指的是像台风啊，或者像飓风这样的风。
The shark is one of the biggest fish, and people know about sharks. You know, they're the great fish of the ocean.
那鲨鱼呢是在海洋中最大的鱼中的一种，那么大家呢对于鲨鱼也是很了解的，是非常的凶猛的。那么鲨鱼呢它也代表着主 Krishna。
It's also interesting that when it mentions Krishna's earrings, you know, when it's talking about how Krishna is dressed, he has shark shaped earrings even as a child.
很有意思的一件事情就是刚在描述 Krishna 童年的时候的这个样貌以及他身上的装饰品的时候，就会说到他耳朵上戴着具有鲨鱼形状的耳环。
And among rivers, the Ganges, of course, is really famous and it's one of the biggest rivers, but also it's completely special because of its spiritual potency.
那在所有的河流中呢，它是恒河。那恒河毫无疑问也是在印度大河流之一，而且呢恒河不仅它的这个这个巨大的这个河流的这种形式，而且呢它也是非常的具有灵性意义的。
So the Ganges is of course flowing water thatfertilizes, you know, so much of Indian people depend on the Ganges. That's very great.
那恒河呢，它流经印度，并且呢，它灌溉印度的这些农田。那有很多的印度人都是依靠于恒河而生活的。
It's flowing from the causal ocean, from Krishna's toe, so.It has spiritual power other rivers don't have.
那么这个恒河呢，它流淌自元阴之阳，是由主 Vishnu 的脚趾，经过主 Vishnu 的脚趾流经而过的，所以呢，它是非常的具有深远的灵性意义的。
Also, materially, it's unique that.Ganges water stays fresh, even people keep it in a jug for 30 years, but it still stays fresh. Other water goes bad, it gets contaminated by germs, but the Ganges doesn't.
而且恒河还有一个特点，就是它永远都会保持着洁净的状态，即便是把这个恒河放在罐子里面存上30年的时间，这个恒河水它也是始终洁净的。如果要是把其他的水放在罐子里面这么长时间，肯定早就坏掉了。
Many scientific experiments have been done show that the Ganges water is like that. If you put germs in the Ganges water, the germs die. Other water, if you leave it for a long time, it gets full of germs.
而且有一些这个科学家们呢，也对恒河做了实验。他们就是把这个细菌放到恒河水里面，然后放在这个罐子里面，然后发现这个细菌会死掉。但是如果要是其他的水要是放在罐子里面的话呢，那么这个水早就腐烂掉了。
And then it became even more special because Lord Chaitanya grew up on the bank of the Ganga and took bath every day.
而且恒河它更加的具有特别意义的地方呢，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 每天都会到恒河的岸边去沐浴。
A very special river to remind us of Krishna.
所以呢，恒河是非常特别的一条河流，它就提醒着我们，它是 Krishna， 就是它提醒着我们关于 Krishna 的话题。
Next verse, 32.
下面一个时节，第32时节。
Sarganam adir antascha majam chaiva hamarjuna adhyatma vidya vidyanam vada pravadatam aham. Sarganam adir antascha majam chaiva hamarjuna adhyatma vidya vidyanam.Vada Prabha Bhattam Aham. the words for words. Sarganam of all creations.
特别是 Sarganam 在所有的创造中。
Sarga means creation.
Sarga 的意思是创造的意思。
Adi.
Adi.
Adi, the beginning.
开始。
Anta, the end.
Anta, 结束。
Cha, and.
Cha, 和。
Madhyam, middle.
Medium, 中间。
Cha, also.
Cha, 也。
Ava, certainly.
Ava, 肯定。
Aham, I am.
Aham, 我是。
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Oh, Arjuna.
Oh, Arjuna.
Adhyatma Vidya.
Adhyatma
Vidya. Spiritual knowledge.
灵性的知识。
Vidyanam. Vidyanam of all education.
Vidyanam 在所有的教育中。
Vada.The natural conclusion.
Vada, 自然的结论。
Pravadatam, of arguments.
Pravadatam, 在辩论中。
Aham, I am.
Aham, 我是。
Translation. Of all creations, I'm the beginning, the middle, and the end. O Arjuna, of all sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self, and among logicians, I am the conclusive truth.
译文 Arjuna, 在一切创造之中，我是开始，是结尾，也是中间。在一切科学之中，我是关于自我的灵性科学。在逻辑家中，我是结论性的真理。
Report. Among the created manifestations, the first is the creation of the total material elements, as explained before. The cosmic manifestation is created and conducted by Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshai Vishnu, and Shirdakshai Vishnu. And then again, it is annihilated by Lord Shiva. Brahma is a secondary creator. All these agents of creation, maintenance, and annihilation.Are incarnations of the material qualities of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is the beginning, the middle, and the end of all creation.
要旨，在被创造的展示之中，最初创造是全部的物质元素，如前所述，宇宙展示由 Mahavishnu Garbhadakshai Vishnu 创造，由 Kanran。由 Karanokadakshai Vishnu 维持，然后再由主希瓦毁灭。Brahma 是第二个创造者，所有的创造、维系、毁灭的元素都是至尊主物质性的化身，因此它是创造之始、之中、之末。
So,
Mara.
We know that. First, it's Krishna. He's not created. Krishna is not created. He's always existed.
Krishna is the creator, right? Maharaj,
yeah, but he's not created himself.
Okay. 那么,
I said Krishna is not created.
那这里面就讲到 Krishna 呢，他 因为 Krishna 他始终都是存在的，但是呢，这个创造并不是他自己亲力亲为的。
Ishvara Parama Ananda Vigraha Anam Adir Adir Manchacha. He is the beginning, but he has no beginning.
他是。原始，但是他自己并没有开始。
Sarva Karana Karanam. He's the cause of all causes.
他是一切的原因。
So he's the beginning, middle, and the end of everything.
所以呢, 他是一切的开始, 结尾和中间。
We know things created, everything has a beginning and an end.
但是我们知道一切的事情, 它其实都是有一个开始, 也是有结尾的。
But the soul has no beginning or end either.
但是呢, 灵魂, 它也没有开始, 也没有结束。
But the material body at the beginning and the end.
但是呢, 这个物质的躯体, 它是有开始, 也有结束的。
There's always new bodies coming into existence.
There is always new body come into this existence, right? What do you say?
There's always new bodies being created.
Okay.
Radhikaseva and Mukundadatta, they had a new baby.
Mukunta Prabhu 和 Radhikaseva Mataji 他们俩人就非常欢喜地得到了一名千金。
Usually I don't think babies are very nice looking, but this baby is very nice looking.
通常我觉得呢，刚刚生出来的小婴儿长得不好看，但是他们俩的这个小女儿呢，就长得非常的漂亮。
And she has blue eyes that looks like Chinese.
她长得呢是中国的小姑娘的样子，但是呢，她有蓝色的眼睛。Anyway,
all the ingredients, everything comes from Krishna, and the material energy just puts them together in different ways, and they come apart at some point. Everything has a beginning and end, and that's all Krishna.
但是在这个物质世界里面呢，就是由这些物质的这些元素。 经过各种各样不同的组合，然后呢，成为了各种各样不同的这个产品。但是呢，所有的这一切呢，都是来自于 Krishna 的。可是，在物质世界里面，所有的这一切的展示呢，它都是有始也有终的。We
can trace the, you know, the beginning creation of the universe and all the different parts and everything back to Krishna. When everything is annihilated, it goes back into the body of Krishna.
那我们知道，在这个物质世界创造之始呢，我们可以把一切全部都追溯回去，然后呢，都会发现这一切它其实都是来自于 Krishna 的。那么当这一切都毁掉的时候，所有的一切又都会归于 Krishna 的躯体之中。
So we'll continue the purport. For advanced education, there are various kinds of books of knowledge, such as the four Vedas, or six supplements, the Vedanta Sutra, books of logic, books of religiosity, and the Puranas. So altogether, there are 14 divisions of books of education. Of these, the book which presents Adhyatma Vidya, spiritual knowledge in particular, the Vedanta Sutra, represents Krishna.
接着来读要旨，对于高级教育有很多不同的知识宝典，如四韦达经，与此相应的有辅助经典《Vedanta Sutra》，逻辑学书籍 宗教书籍以及 Prana 教育书籍共分14类别，这些书籍中呈现了 Adhyatma Veda 灵性知识的书籍，特别是 Vedanta Sutra 代表着 Krishna。
And of course Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, they are actually Krishna, they are incarnations。
那当然 这个不加梵歌和圣典不加瓦坛他们就是 Krishna 本人。
So there's so many different sections of knowledge people study, they're all part of life, but without spiritual knowledge, they're useless.
那当然呢就是有各种有各种各样的这个物质的知识。但是呢如果要是这些知识不赋予他们灵性的意义的话，那这些知识实际上是没有任何意义的，只是显现了然后又消失了。
So, I mean, someone may be studying, we have to study so many knowledge, maybe medicine, maybe mechanics, maybe cooking, but along with whatever other knowledge anyone is cultivating, they should cultivate knowledge of Krishna.And soul, soul and relationship.
那当然呢，我们也要需要学习其他的各种各样的知识，比如说呢，需要学习医学知识啊，然后学习其他相关的这些知识。但是我们在学习所有的这些知识的这个同时呢，也要学习关于灵魂和至尊灵魂的关系的这个超然的知识。
Among logicians, net more purport. Among logicians, there are different kinds of arguments. Supporting one's argument with evidence that also supports the opposing side is called japa. Merely trying to defeat one's opponent is called vitanda. But the argument is called vada. The conclusive truth is a representation of Krishna.
你再接着读要旨。逻辑学中有多种不同的论辩，一方面的论据呢是在支持自己观点的同时也支持对方的观点，叫做思辨 japa， 仅想击败对方叫做 vedanta， 但是真正的结论叫做 vada， 这结论性的真理是 Krishna 的代表。
Okay.So that's, you know, when there's really knowledge of Krishna, the origin of everything, beginning, middle, and end, that's real knowledge.
所以说呢，真正的关于 Krishna 的知识，它是一切的开始、结尾和中间。那么这样的知识才是真正的知识。
So there's commentary by Purijan Prabhu again.
在这里面呢又有 Brijan Prabhu 所做的评述。
In text 20, Krishna says he was the beginning, middle, and end of all beings. Srila Baladeva Vijayabhushan says that in that verse he was referring to all sentient beings. Here, however, Krishna says he's also the beginning, middle, and end of even non-sentient creation.
那么在最开始的时候呢，这个 Krishna 他说它是这个一切事物的开始、结束和中间。那么Srila Vidyabhushan就讲到了，那么当时那会儿讲的呢，就是 Krishna 它是所有的具有感知的生物体的开始、结束和中间。那么现在这里面呢，它描述的是，就即便是那些不具有感官的物体，那么 Krishna 它也是它们存在的开始、结束和中间。
That's the earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence.
那么这里面指的是水土火心意智性以太。
Naya logic teaches various ways to reach conclusion. Vitanda, Vada, and Japa. Krishna says, I am Vada, the natural conclusion. Vada isn't.Debate carried out fairly according to standard rule. without trying to force the establishment of a particular conclusion. Vitanda is quibbling or merely destructive argument in which one tries to defeat the opponent by any means possible, but does nothing substantial to prove his own thesis. Dalpa, using various deceptive means to fool the opposition, is unfair argument.
Maharaj, sorry, this
Vitanda
is too long.
And
could
Dalpa
you...
are forms of argument. Oh, yeah, you don't have the... You don't have
So could you break it?
I'm sorry. Naya Lodge teaches different ways to reach conclusion.
那么这个逻辑学家呢，他们有不同的方式来得到结论。
Krishna says, "I am Vada, the natural conclusion."
那 Krishna 说呢，他说我是Vada, 是这个自然的结论。
Vada is debate carried out fairly according to standard rules, without trying to force the establishment of a particular conclusion.
那么这个 Vada 呢，它是根据它自然的这个规律来进行的。一种论辩，它并不是去强迫人们去接受什么。
Just presenting, you know, the opinion. Most people, when they're debate, it's not really a debate. They're just arguing. I'm right, you are wrong. Both sides think like that, but never gets anywhere.
那么其实呢，就是大部分人他们在进行辩论的时候，其实并没有任何的依据在辩论，只不过就是说我是对的，你是错的，然后呢，双方就这么这个互不相向，就是这个互不相让的，相互的顶在这里。
Vitanda is quibbling, are merely destructive argument.In which one tries to defeat the opponent by any means, but doesn't try to prove his own thesis, just prove the other side wrong. This is very common in Kali Yuga.
那么这个Vedanta呢，它也是很普遍的一种现象，就是无论如何也要证明对方是错的，但是呢，它并没有特别好的这个依据来说明自己是对的。
Yeah. We see that. You don't see it, fortunately, but in the so-called democratic countries, when they have election, both sides, they just try to show that the other side is no good, rather than show that they're very good.
那这个现在举的这个例子呢，和咱们中国并不是特别相关。但是呢，在那些民主制度的国家中，当他们在选举他们各自的领导的时候，他们要做的事情就是，无论如何都要去证明对方是不好的，只有我这一方才是好的，对方是错的。
And then there's Jalpa, that is forms of argument which.Winning, not necessarily truth. Jalpa using various deceptive means to trigger the opposition is unfair argument.
Sorry, Marj, the voice is very broken. I didn't hear the complete sentence. The Jalpa is the...
Jalpa is tricky.Arguing it just by different tricks to fool the other side.
Okay. 那么还有另外一种呢，是 Jalpa 思辨。那么这思辨呢，就是想各种各样的诡计多端的这些方法，然后呢来进行狡辩。
So that's these two, Vitanda and Jalpa. It's arguing in which.Both sides want to win the argument. They don't care to find out what's really true.
所以呢，这个焦啊，还有维丹塔这两种的辩论，其实他们所要得到达到的目的，都是为了要让自己这一方获胜。但是呢，他们并不在乎他们所论述的这个论点到底是不是事实。
So we have 10 minutes. Anybody would like to say anything?
Okay. 那我们现在这个讲课
是 the point of all this. The point of all of it, like everything, is to establish that Krishna is the origin of everything, which is what Krishna says early on in this chapter, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo.Smaktiv Sarvam Purvarte. Then he just starts showing how all these things represent him. Anything that's great should remind us of Krishna.
所有的这些世界的这个要点呢，就是所有的一切它全部都是基于由 Krishna 作为始源而来的。那么所以呢 ,Krishna 他当阐述了这个观点之后呢，他就用一系列的这个世界来提醒我们所有的这些伟大的事物和我们见到的这些伟大的这些面都可以提醒我们想起它。然后刚才马尔说的这个
things we, you know. Okay.
Yeah. 然后马尔说看大家有没有任何的问题啊或者是评述什么的。Yes, Maharaj. Here is a question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢 Maharaj 一如既往的哲理讲课。
Yeah.
首先在 Mayapur 祝您 Happy Birthday, Hare Krishna to you. 问题是据说火元素是最纯净的，这里提到了在净化物中 Krishna 是风，貌似风最具有净化力。那么火和风都是最具有净化力的吗？So this question is from Rajendra Prabhu. He said that, thank you very much for your always very philosophical oriented lectures. And firstly, please allow me to say happy birthday to you from Holy Dham Sri Mayapur and also say Hare Krishna to you. So my question is that it is said that the factor of fire is the most purity one. However, here mentioned that the purifying here is the wind to stands for Lord Krishna. So it seems that the wind has the most power for purity. So in that case, in between of fire and the wind, which one is more pure or both of them has the power of pure?
Both. I don't know. I don't know if we can say, you know, because different things are given, but the wind, when the wind blows very strongly, it blows away all the pollution and everything. So in that way, it's a purifier.
嗯，其实呢，我自己并不知道这个答案到底是什么。但是呢，当这个风它非常狂的，就是当这个大风刮起来的时候，它是可以吹散掉所有的这些雾霾的，可以吹散掉所有的这些不洁的东西。所以从这个角度上来说呢，风是很具有净化力的。
Fire, gold is purified by putting it in fire. Burns up the impurities.
那这个火呢，它是可以烧掉所有的这些不洁之物。
All right, so I can't say one or the other, but they're both purifying.
所以说呢，火和风都是非常的具有净化力的，不分高下。 So the next question, still from, yes.
This verse doesn't say wind is the most purifying, it just says it's a purifying.
所以呢这里面并没有说它这个风是最具有净化力的 而是说它是具有净化力的 So the next part of his question is that 在流动的河水中 Krishna说它是恒河 那么亚穆纳河呢 它的地位如何 据说亚穆纳河的地位要高于恒河 但 Krishna没有说 在流动的河水中 我是亚穆纳河 So among the flowing rivers Lord Krishna said that he is the Ganges. In that case, what is the position of River Yamuna? Because it is said that Yamuna also has a very high position. Actually, Yamuna's position is higher than the Ganges. However, Krishna here didn't say that among the flowing rivers, I am the river of Yamuna.
The Ganges is a huge river that's very famous and is fertilizing, you know, so much of India. So in that way, it's a very, very great river. This is not talking necessarily about the spiritual potency.
那么因为这个恒河呢它是最大的一条河而且呢它为这个恒河就是为这个印度的灌溉就是对农田的灌溉是非常的有效力的那么所以从这个角度上来讲呢说恒河它是Krishna那在这里面并没有意味着是 讲的是这个河流的灵性的力量，不一定是非得讲的是灵性的力量。
So it's like everyone in the world knows the Ganges.
比如说世界各地的人们都知道有恒河这条河，而且呢，恒河呢，它是从天堂星宿流淌而下的。
Okay.
Yes. And the next question is from Das. 为什么风有净化力呢? 据说恒河和 Krishna 都没有区别。 那么请问 Maharaj 可不可以具体解释一下 两个与本课无关的问题? 如果Guru愿意 也请仁慈地回答一下。 我还很喜欢 我很喜欢非奉献者弹奏的钢琴怎么去除这样的物质的品味 Krishna说他的到来为了保护奉献者铲除恶魔 为什么Krishna允许奉献者染上新冠病毒 Krishna让Arjuna宣布 我的奉献者永远都不会毁灭 为什么也有奉献者因为新冠病毒而身亡 OK, well, this devotee asked clusters of questions. Maybe I just read all of them and you can answer them together. The first one is that why the wind has the power of purifying, and also the Ganges and the Lord Krishna, they don't have any differences with each other. Could you explain about this a little bit? And I have two other questions which doesn't relate with the class of this morning. Please also kindly answer them. The first one is, I really love to hear the piano work played by the non-devotee players. So how can I remove this type of material taste? And also, Krishna said that he came to this world to protect his devotee, to get rid of the miscreants. But why Lord Krishna allow his devotee to be infected with the coronavirus. And Krishna declared to Arjuna that my devotee will never be perished. So in that case, why the devotees got caused the death from the coronavirus?
So far, very few devotees have got that virus. But for one who is born, death is certain. This material body has to die one way or another. The soul never dies. Krishna is talking about the soul.
到目前为止，由于新冠病毒而死去的奉献者还是非常少数的。而且呢，这个我们生来就必定会遇到死亡，那么这是不可避免的。但是 Krishna 他在这里面讲的是，我的奉献者永不毁灭的意思是说，这个灵魂永不会销毁，这个身体它是会毁的，会毁灭的，但是灵魂是永远不毁灭的。
So Krishna says, my devotee will never have to leave the body, but he says the devotee will not perish. The devotee will always be a devotee, a soul.
So Krishna 在这里面并没有说，就是我的奉献者他不会离开他不会不离开他的躯体，而是说我的奉献者他永远都不会毁灭。那么也就是说呢，这个奉献者他永远都会是处在一个奉献者的情怀之中，但是呢，他是但这个灵魂是会离开躯体的。
All right, so that's the point.
And also, how to remove the material taste of hearing the piano work from the non-devotees playing.
Well, Krishna has the ability in man.
然后关于喜欢听非奉献者弹奏钢琴的这件事，那 Krishna 他说的，他是人所具有的能力。
So there are many non-devotees who are very expert in all kinds of music.
那所以呢，有很多的非奉献者，他们，所以呢，有很多的奉献者，他们是精通于各种各样的这个艺术的能力的。但是呢，就是他们在进行他们的这个艺术的展现的时候，是不会帮到灵性方面的生活的。
So listen more to Krishna music.
所以说呢，您可以听更多的。所以呢，你可以听更多的关于 Krishna 相关的音乐，因为在你当听这些音乐的时候呢，你就可以得到净化。
Okay.
Yeah, and also she's asking, you to elaborate a little bit more about the theme of Ganges and Krishna. Say, Bhagavad Gita said that Lord Krishna is the Ganges and the Ganges is the Lord Krishna.
Yeah. Because the Ganges is flowing from the causal ocean, which is the perspiration of the Mahavishnu.
因为呢，恒河它是流自于元阴之阳的，那么这个元阴之阳呢是 Mahavishnu 的汗液。
So it represents Krishna, but it is Krishna. Everything is Krishna and not Krishna also.
那么所以说 Krishna 的这个恒河呢，它就代表了 Krishna。而且他也是 Krishna， 但是所有的这一切呢，他虽然是 Krishna， 但他又不是 Krishna。
Okay.
Yeah, and also, she's asking why, or he is asking why the wind has the power of purity.
Krishna made it that way.
那么为什么风有净化力呢？就是为什么风有净化力呢？是 Krishna 就这么安排的。 因为这个风它是
wind, it blows away all the pollution and dirt in the air and it so purifies it.
那么这个风呢它
dirty things.
Sorry, 这个风呢它是有可以进行净化的，因为当这个狂风大作的时候呢，就可以把在空气中的所有的这些雾霾呀，所有的这些污染呐，还有这些不洁的东西呢，全部都给吹得烟消云散。
So, you know, these things are, we don't want to try to understand just, you know, like some kind of material thing, but we're talking about Krishna and Krishna's achintya, it's inconceivable.
所以说呢，我们并不是要通过一个物质的这个角度去理解这一些。那么我们因为 Krishna 它本身是 achintya, 也就是说呢，它是非常不可思议的。
All right.
Yes. Yes, and the next question from Radha Ananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva, 请问灵性的知识可以用人的死记硬背的方法来获得吗? Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. My question is that if it's okay for us to using the memorizing way,material memorizing way to remember the spiritual oriented knowledge.
Can you repeat that?
She is asking if it's okay to harshly memorizing all of the spiritual knowledge. Basically,
yeah, that's good.
Well,对死记硬背也挺好的 but it's really hard to remember them 我说但是死记硬背也挺难记的
yeah memorizing slokas is very good it's recommended in the Bhagavatam
比如说呢要背诵诗节这是非常好的一个活动那么在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面呢也推荐我们要记住这些诗节要背下这些诗节
Like Gajendra. Gajendra was an elephant body, but he remembered the prayers he used to had recite when he was a king in the previous life.
比如说大象葛珍者当他在大象的躯体里面的时候呢他就想起了他之前前一世在国王的这个躯体中所背过的那些诗节的那些祷文。
So, Prabhupada writes that it's good to memorize prayers and slokas because we don't know what will happen, what condition we'll be in, but if our mind is memorized things, we'll remember them later, and that will remember Krishna because the scriptural knowledge is Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. So if you memorize the pictures of Krishna, the slokas of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, that will help us. For sure.
那Srila Prabhupada 就建议我们呢要去背诵诗节，还有呢要记住 Krishna 的图片的这个形象，然后要记住 Krishna 的逍遥时光，因为其实我们不知道我们之后会处在什么样的一种处境之中。那么当我们在这个死亡的那一刻。我们就有可能会想起我们之前努力记忆着的这些跟 Krishna 相关的这些要点。The next question.
Okay.
Yeah, the next question
yeah,
is
so
from a devotee. Yeah, there are two more.She is asking 顶拜 Guru 非人格主义者们没有至尊人格守神的概念是什么意思非人格是什么意思呢 for the impersonalist they don't have the concept about the Supreme Personality. So how to understand the impersonalist? What is impersonalist?
No one can understand them. They don't believe it. Really means when we say Maya Vadi, say everything is Maya, everything is illusion, nothing is real. God is not a person, it's just something, and there's no God.
那么当我们说 Maya Vadi 的意思呢, 也就意味着他们认为说的一切都是Maya, 都是幻想, 都不是真的。 那所以呢, 他们也就不认为会有神的存在, 因为说的一切都是幻想。
Okay, interesting things going on in the world. You know, some time back, every country said no Chinese people can come. Now China is saying no foreigners can come. Because foreigners might bring the disease.
Oh, okay. Okay, 那比如说呢, 现在在这个世界上就发生着非常有意思的一件事情。 那么之前在这个病毒在中国爆发的时候呢, 这个外国人就说中国人你不能来了。 那么现在呢，这个中国也说这个外国人你也就别来了，所以呢，就是大家互相的在扯皮着这个病毒到底是从哪儿开始来的，就从哪儿起源的。I
just thought that's interesting.
那我自己觉得这挺有意思的，所以呢就说一下。 Marge, here is one more question from Dowji Mataji. She's asking, 灵魂本身就是不毁灭的, 还需要 Krishna 说, 我的奉献者永不毁灭吗? 似乎有点矛盾, 可以再细讲一下吗? Marge, she's asking that because the soul itself is imperishable, so is that necessary for Lord Krishna said that my devotee will never be imperished, will never be perished? So it seems that it's a little bit contradicted from these two points. Could you go a little bit more of it?
Yeah, it seems to be contradicted. That means your mind is bewildered because you don't understand. So,
那么看起来好像是有点矛盾。 这个看起来好像是有点矛盾的原因呢，是因为你自己的这个内心是有一点困惑的原因，是因为你没有懂。So
that means the devotee won't perish. He'll be a devotee even if you have to leave the body.
那么奉献者他永不毁灭的意思是说。 他永远都会是一位奉献者, 即便是他要离开他的这个物质躯体, 那他依然还是一位奉献者。
Krishna will protect him, so even
Sorry, Marge, I didn't hear the last part of the sentence. The voice
is
gone. Can you say it again?
The devotee, the soul is not killed. So Krishna will protect the devotee. Even if you're in an unconscious condition or so many different things, Krishna will protect the devotee to remember him and remain a devotee no matter what.
因为呢，这个灵魂它是不会被杀死的，但是呢 ，Krishna 他会保护他的这个奉献者，就是使得这个奉献者无论是处在怎样一种处境之中，无论处在怎样一种意识状态之中，始终都会记得他是主 Krishna 的奉献者。所以呢，就是 Krishna 要保护的是奉献者他所处在的奉献者的这个状态。
Right.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, Marge, this is all the questions.
Okay, good, because something else is supposed to be happening.
Yeah.
I think.
I think Satyamaji want to say something.
在我们的直播间里，非常非常多的奉献者向咕噜祝上献上生日的祝福，祝他身体健康，传教顺利，非常非常多的花还有心。
Okay, Maharaj, in the YY classroom, there were many devotees throwing flowers to you and also offer the prayer to you to wish you happy birthday and also to pray for your smooth preaching service. And there were lots of flowers and lots of heart items to you, to offer to you.
Well, thank you very much.
非常非常感谢大家。
And we want to pray to Lord Srinadev to help us. We have to be careful about this, just in that passage. Of course, China supposedly has recovered from this virus.
那我们呢也要记得向主你心哈祈祷，祈祷保护我们，就是保护我们不要，就是保护我们不要在这个艰难的这个时刻受到污染。那么然后现在呢，这个中国的状况呢，看似好像已经好转了很多。
But the Bhagavatam says this material world is danger at every step.
但是在圣典不加瓦坛里面已经讲了，说这个物质世界的每一步都是非常危险的。
So we have to be careful, just like, you know, we're driving, when we go out, we have to be careful, to be clean and protect ourselves, but we don't want to be fearful.
所以呢，我们在每天的这个生活中呢，一定要非常的小心，然后呢，要时常洗手啊，然后呢，在开车的时候或者是在做任何事情的时候呢，也都尽量的要保护自己，不要去被污染。但是与此同时呢，我们又不要感到恐惧。
OK。
在。Maharaj， 我们的这个庆典就现在就接着就开始了。然后丹丹克里玛大姐，您的时间允许吗？再稍微多留一会儿。
可以啊，
可以是吧？那太好了。
你说现在是吧？
对。
啊哈。
你跟Maharaj说一下吧。
那现在是怎么样呢？Maharaj， Ryan， 你先说吧，要不然。
不，你跟咕噜说吧，我完了房间这边，我看他怎么转播过来。
Maharaj， so you can stay longer online because right now in the YY classroom.There is a big celebration going on, and they would like to have some interactive.
Why are you going on? Okay.
Yeah,
my plan.
Maharaj 说他可以。
好的，那我们看啊，我们接下来的节目就准备开始了。
好，Hare Krishna, Satyamaji。非常感恩您的准播，也非常感恩。